Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, in this video, I want to do a design tutorial and show you how to make a design that you have likely seen before because you can use this design style to enter any niche. I'm going to show you some changes that you can make to it to tailor to specific niches, changing things like the color scheme, and you'll see when we get there. So anyways, let's get right to it. No need to bury the lead. Let's get right into it. So this is the design style that I wanted to show you right here. It is this repeating text. Now, we've talked about repeating text design styles in the past where maybe you alternate the color scheme and you do a nice complementary, maybe rainbow color scheme, as long as it contrasts well with the background color of the shirt. Well, we're not worried as much about color in this example. What we're doing is we're taking a word, we're multiplying different rows where every row just says the same word, and it's always an odd number of rows where the middle row is a bolded text and the other rows are a hollow text. I know, so impressive, right? This may seem obvious, but for real, like, I don't know. I mean, you're subscribed to my channel, right? Most likely you are. If you're not, you know, welcome. I would invite you to. This is the kind of tip that isn't super clickbaity. It's not going to be a million view video, but this is the bread and butter of a print-on-demand business. It's being able to see a niche that's coming down the pipeline and having different design styles at your disposal that you can go execute to enter these niches with designs that people are actually excited to buy. Okay, now this is just one design style. This isn't a guarantee winner, but it's something you should have in your repertoire. So take a screenshot and save it somewhere. You know what I mean? Or just save a link to this listing. I can drop a link to this listing in the description if you want. So in order to design this specifically, and by the way, the color scheme can be variable. Like this listing has the little cream tan color, but you can make it whatever you want. We're going to use from Creative Fabrica the Go Bold font because they have the, what do we call it? Just like the normal font. And then they have the outlined hollow font. So that is exactly what we need. You don't have to use this font, by the way. There is many other fonts that you can do this for. My one recommendation is actually having a font family where you can do the hollow and the bold letters because I like to use automation to scale out my designs. This is not my shirt, this one right here, but you better believe I've sold similar shirts where you can do, you know, a shirt for all 50 states or something like that. You know what I mean? Or the cities in the states even. You can go that far as long as you have the upload slots. If you are open to using design automation, like having the actual font family is going to enable you to do that. This is also something that we're actively working on in my private community, linked in the description if anybody is interested in joining. A bunch of us got tier 10,000 Amazon merch accounts. Now we're working on filling the upload slots. So the Go Bold font is what we're going to use. I already have it installed. So here we are in Photoshop. You don't have to use Photoshop. Use whatever you want to use. You could use Canva, Kittle, etc. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to switch this to the Go Bold font. And I'm going to use the Go Bold Hollow Regular. Or it's called Go Bold Hollow Bold Regular. I actually tried it in the less thick outline version and it did not really work. Oh yeah, also we need a theme for the shirt. So I was thinking with St. Patrick's Day coming up, how about a St. Patrick's Day themed shirt? Okay? We don't need to like replicate this guy's shirt, you know what I mean? That was just the design inspiration. But how about a shirt that just says the word shenanigans, okay? So we'll go here, we'll type in shenanigans. We will reduce the font size. Okay? Maybe we'll do like what was that? That's 380. Okay. And it might be different for you, but anyways, so it says the word shenanigans. I'm going to do a new line and make it five different times. And then this middle one right here, we can change the font family to Go Bold. It should be Go Bold Bold. Where is it? Go Bold Bold Regular. All right. So you see what we did there, guys. Look how simple that was. If you want to just stop right now, I wouldn't blame you, but I just wanted to show you that you can do other things like tighten up the vertical spacing. In Photoshop, you can do that. It's called line height. You can do it in, you know, pretty much every graphic editing software. I think this design usually looks best when it's really tight. That might be just slightly too tight. So maybe I'll do 200 right there. Boom. I think that looks great. And then, of course, it's St. Patrick's Day, guys. Where is the green element? Well, we can export the white text, sell it on a green shirt. And then, of course, we can flip the white text to green so that it can be sold on a white shirt as well. So always be thinking about making multiple versions of your designs as it makes sense to. If you're doing St. Patrick's Day, that is the most obvious example. Sell one on a green shirt and then sell green on a white shirt. A little bit of niche research, you know, 1 minute of niche research will show you that there's typically demand for all of the above. Anyways, guys, thank you for watching this video. I'll link to that original listing in the description, and I'll link you to Creative Fabrica where you can find the Go Bold font. So that's going to be in the description, guys. Hope you found this helpful. Again, save it. Thank me later. I promise this is useful. Hit that like button, subscribe, and I'll see you guys soon with a new video.